This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We may get some new details this morning about why the FBI searched former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The Justice Department will release a document explaining the justification for the FBI search, but that document's expected to be heavily blacked out. The AP's Donna Warder.
The release of the document is expected by noon today, and the Justice Department is believed to have removed sensitive details about witnesses and the scope and direction of its investigation. On August 8th, agents served a search warrant on the Mar-a-Lago estate, removing 11 sets of classified documents, including information marked at the top secret level. Documents already made public show that federal agents are investigating potential violations of three different federal laws, including gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information under the Espionage Act. Donna Warder, Washington.
You might say it's tit for tat. After China required flight cancellations because of its zero COVID strategy restrictions, the U.S. is responding.
A dispute over China's policy on air passengers who test positive for COVID-19 has led the U.S. government to suspend 26 flights by Chinese airlines from the United States to China. The U.S. Department of Transportation has suspended 7 Air China flights from New York City and 19 flights from Los Angeles for Air China and 3 other Chinese carriers. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Now to the war in Ukraine. A mission from the International Atomic Energy Agency is expected to visit the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine next week after it was temporarily knocked offline. Experts have worried about the potential for a catastrophe there. Planned Parenthood in Oregon says there's been a surge in the number of women arriving there from out of state to get an abortion. This is AP News. The midterm elections aren't until November, but the political campaigns are underway. The AP's Ben Thomas with what President Biden is doing and the pushback.
President Biden is aiming to turn months of legislative accomplishments into political energy. But at a rally for Democratic candidates in Rockville, Maryland, he also took aim at the hold former President Trump still appears to have on the Republican Party.
That's not hyperbole. Now you need to vote to literally save democracy again.
At a fundraiser earlier, he compared current Republican ideology to semi-fascism. While at the rally, he told the crowd they have a choice to make.
Will we be a country that moves forward or backward? Will we build a future or obsess over the past?
The Republican National Committee called Biden's comments despicable. I'm Ben Thomas.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.